How are you going, James?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
That's the way, mate. Now, here it's been a pretty big week for music, in particular Australian week. What do you got for us?
Well, yeah, it's certainly been quite a massive week for new music around the world. And in terms of tour announcements, lineup announcement, and new music, it's just been pretty over the top.
Huge, yeah. Now, what have you got in the latest of music releases? What's happening there?
Well, probably one of the most interesting things to happen this week was to do with Chet Faker.
Right.
Now, what he's been doing is he's released a new song called Fearless under his own name, Nick Murphy.
Ah.
So I think he's got to take a new music direction. I reckon he's got to do a bit of a side project under Nick Murphy.
Right.
And maybe still do stuff under Chet Faker. It's quite interesting.
What an interesting concept.
It is.
I'm just going to do this under my own name.
Yeah.
I thought your name was Chet.
I thought his name was Chet.
But I did as well.
Yeah. We've also got Kings of Leon. They've got a new song called Waste a Moment from their upcoming 7th album called Walls.
Yeah.
So I'm quite excited for that. And then big news for Darren Hartz. AKA Hearts.
There he is.
He'll be dropping his most anticipated album yet.
Yeah, right.
Named Smoke, Fire, Hope, Desire. He's actually jammed with Prince before. He was actually a very good mate of his.
Wow.
They used to have phone calls together, and you can catch him this Saturday at the Oxford Arts Factory.
Very cool. Very cool. Very cool room there, too. Now, what's the latest on tour announcements?
Well, probably the most Aussie thing to ever happen will be occurring in the summer of 2017. We have John Farnham and Shannon Knoll touring together around Australia.
That is incredible.
It's unbelievable.
I don't think there is a more Australian thing that could happen.
If they chuck a few VBs or something in there, maybe even
absolutely.
Fosters, even
yeah,
though no one drinks Fosters.
There'd be pies.
Sausage
pies
rolls.
Sausage rolls available. Oh, that's amazing.
It looks like it's got to be an RSL tour. But I can also tell you that the boss is coming back to Australia.
Hey, the boss.
Yes, Bruce Springsteen has announced the 2017 Aussie tour. And guess who are reforming to support him?
Oh, I heard this. Nah, tell
Melbourne
me.
Melbourne Rockers.
That's right. That's
Jet.
Right. Jet.
Are You Ever Gonna Be My Girl, their hit single.
Oh, incredible.
And you can catch him in Sydney on the 7th of Feb next year.
I've got a funny little story about Jet. I'll tell you off air, but it's a bit interesting. Interesting, guys. Now, Laneway Festival, that was announced yesterday. Who were the standouts of the announcement?
It's a pretty packed lineup. You've got Tame Impala, Psychedelic Rockers, probably the biggest band in Australia right now. You've got Gang of Youths, your AB Original. You've got the bloke I mentioned before as well, Nick Murphy, aka Chet Faker. So he'll be doing his first gig under his own name at Laneway next year.
Awesome. And here there's a large range of New Year's festivals going on around the country. What can you tell me about those?
Well, there's a lot. Have you got any New Year's plans yet?
I haven't, no. I don't usually plan them until about a day or two out. I'm really lazy like that.
Well,
yeah.
I know a lot of people that have, because you've got Lost Paradise at the Glenworth Valley. You've got Beyond the Valley in Larder, Victoria. You've got the Falls Festivals
all around the country.
And then on New Year's Day, if you're for the one-day festival person, you've got Field Day, which is held in Sydney at the Domain.
At the Domain, yeah. That's been huge. That's previously been on Bondi Beach and all over the show.
All around.
Incredible. All right, well, James, thank you so much for giving us the latest and greatest in news. Thanks,
mate. No worries.
That was James Hill there giving us the lowdown on what's happening in the world of music.